You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship, and pray that you are planning on having a good day. I shared a word. We had an evangelist a couple of weeks ago, and I shared a word during the offering that a generous man lives generous, or hold on, let me get back there and I'll read it to you. It's Isaiah 32:8. But a generous man devises generous things, and by generosity he shall stand. And normally I don't receive God's tithe in our offerings. There's one of the men from the church that normally heads that up. But afterwards, somebody came up and said, wow, everything that we do, if it's going to be successful, it needs to be intentional. There needs to be a plan by that. And I was like, pretty much that's the way it is. And so I pray that you are planning on having a generous day, a day of victory, and you are working the plan that God gives you for your life. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you have block or concrete work need in your immediate future or near future, you might want to give them a call, have them come out, discuss your job with them. They can give you a timeline. You can work with their timeline. They can work with your timeline. And they've got decades of expertise. They have lots of experience, good experience. And then they also have the connections and the effort, the hard work effort that is going to make your job successful and done right the first time. And when you're working with concrete, you want to get it right the first time, not the second time. I've told you some of those stories before. So give the folks at Jits Concrete a phone call, 321-536-5804, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So I thought I would just take a moment and explain to you a little bit about Merit Assembly of God, because we're not a mega church. We're not a church that if you slip in and slip out that no one is going to notice you. If you're looking for a church that is not scripted down to the second, we may be the church for you. We have a service schedule, but we understand that it's God's house and God is free to move at any given point in time. He doesn't need our permission, so we allow for a little bit of flexibility in the service for God to move sovereignly, because he's sovereign and I'm not. It's his house, not my house. He's the chief shepherd. I'm just the under shepherd. But also, if you're looking for a church that is organic, that cares for people, that wants to help people along their journey and be a blessing. That's what we're here for. The Refresh radio program, our verse that we use as our foundational verse is, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And so we know that God blesses us to be a blessing, and that he in turn blesses us even greater because of the fact that we have been a faithful conduit to be a blessing. And so if you're looking for a place where it can feel like family, that you can grow in your faith and you can have a real, authentic, genuine relationship with God and you can grow, we want to invite you out to Merit Assembly of God, where we can be a blessing to you, but we can also help empower you to be a blessing in every arena of your life. So today I want to take you in the Word to the book of James, chapter 1. The book of James, chapter 1. And right now we're in a series titled Seeking Truth, and we're going to begin reading in James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse number 12 is where I'm going to begin reading. We're going to read on down through verse number 20. Verse number 12 says, "As blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." So we're going to get to the truth aspect of this passage. What does the word have to say in this portion of scripture that could impact me in a personal way about this this truth? And but before we get there, I want to share some other relevant truths from this passage that leads up to this. First of all, I want to talk to you about temptation, and that's because every single solitary person deals with temptation. It is not whether or not you are ever tempted. You are tempted. It is, are you going to succumb to temptation? Are you going to give in to temptation? Or are you going to get victory? Are you going to be victorious over temptation? We want you to be victorious. And so right now, today, I can tell you that throughout the day, you are going to battle temptation unless your temptation is to stay in bed and pull the covers up over your head. And even that is a temptation. So we want to point to you here that it is not God that does the tempting. It says here in verse number 13, "Nor does he himself tempt anyone." So you need to realize that temptation is not something that comes from God. God gives us the tools and the training and the word to help us to be victorious over temptation. It is the devil that is the tempter. So it says here that each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. So everybody has different desires. Everybody has different desires. There are things that people are tempted by. They are in strongholds by. There are people who have vices that have no influence on my life at all. They are not something that are enticing to me. They're actually kind of repulsive. Like, There are people that go places that I would never, ever go. And in fact, there are people that go places and it's like, ooh, why would you ever go there? Why would you ever go there? It doesn't make any sense. And yet, just there's hardly a month that goes by that somebody is drawn to one of those places, something horrible happens, and they end up dying in a place they never should have been in the first time. Well, there is something in their moral vacuum that entices them to that. Now, I don't want you to think, you know, arrogant of yourself if that's not a vice that you have, because you also have things that are drawn in your life. I had a friend, and he was talking to a person, and that person had a substance temptation that was a stronghold in their life. And my friend was not drawn to that at all, but he realized an area in his life that, though not identical, wasn't that far removed from that substance, and it gave him a great deal of empathy and compassion for ministering to that person to help them to get victory over that. Everybody has temptation. Yours might be alcohol. It might be drugs. It might be stealing. It might be money. It might be immorality. It might be adultery. It might be something of that. And God wants to equip you victoriously. And the way that he does that is by he changes your heart and he changes my heart. So right now, if you're listening to the radio program and you're battling temptation, understand that it is a battle that is coming because you have an internal desire that God wants to take that desire out and give you an even better desire, one that is not wrought with danger or peril or could lead to your death or destruction. So the word lust is actually cravings and desires, and everybody has them. It just depends. Are you going to be longing for, desiring things that are going to lead to your benefit, or are you being tempted by lusts that are going to destroy you? So we've got to allow God to change our heart so that our desires line up with his desires. It says that desire gives birth, or when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. Okay? So if there's the desire that comes there, that's not the end of the battle. That's just the beginning of the battle. The battle intensifies when it begins to impact other areas of your life, and it becomes an action. Okay, so it becomes something that you're looking forward to instead of trying to prevent. That's when you've got a problem. That's when you've got a problem. And so we've got to say, God, I want to do everything in my power with the help of the Holy Spirit so that I will be victorious over temptation, so I am inclined to holiness instead of drawn to sin. It says that when sin is full grown, it brings forth death. It might not be the first time that you give in to temptation. It might not be the second time that you give in to temptation. But eventually, somewhere along the road, that habitual sin, that intentional sin, it is going to bring about the ultimate cost of your life, and you don't want that to be a reality. So verse number 16, on the heels of talking about all of this temptation, it doesn't come from God. It comes from our desires, and it comes from our actions as a result of those desires. And then the result of that, it says, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren." Don't be deceived. The enemy makes sin look so attractive. He makes it look like it's going to be a benefit to you, knowing he knows that the ultimate end of that is going to be a broken relationship with God. It eventually leads to broken relationships with people, and it doesn't result in joy. It results in misery and heartache and ultimately death. Okay, so don't be deceived. Now, if I were going to give a title to a portion of this broadcast today, it would be, "What is the will of God?" And the answer would be, you are. You are. Many people go through life and they feel as if they are forgotten, as if they're not going to amount to anything, that if they were, I remember watching a movie and there was a person that said, nobody would even miss me if I wasn't here. And that's not the reality. The reality, the truth of God's word is that God created you intentionally for 2021. He created you with a divine purpose. And I'm going to show that to you here in this passage of scripture. So if God doesn't tempt you, you understand that temptation comes from the devil. But look at what it says in verse number 17. It says, every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. So if you have a longing, you know, we're not that far removed from Christmas, and everybody says, what do you want for Christmas? And things like that. And now I've got some family members, and they are very specific about the things that they want for birthdays or Christmas or whatever that might be. But I want you to know that the Father is the source and the supplier of every good and perfect gift. You know, it's not the old Sears catalog. It's not what you can find on internet. My wife received an Amazon catalog just about the time that you think catalogs are over and done with. You know, the world's largest, you know, electronic retailer comes out with a catalog. You know, a lot of the department stores have theirs, and many catalogs are on their website. You can see everything that they've got. But those things are probably not going to be good and perfect. They're going to be temporal. You know, oh, I've got to have this car and this color, not realizing it's got a limited lifespan. So, you know, back when I was in high school, I remember the pastor, and he's like, hey, you can go out and you can buy a brand new car, and all it will be is something like 48 easy monthly payments. Well, then that's 4 years. And then it went to 60, and then it went to 72. And I think I even heard of 84. That's 7 years. Do you know that 7-year-old car, you'd still be making the same payment on it that you made in year number one. And you know what? It won't be brand new. It won't be. And so you want not just gifts. You know, you don't want what you want. You want what God wants for you, because the things that he gives to you are going to be good and they're going to be perfect. So if you ever get to that place where you're kind of frustrated and you want something and you think it's going to be a good source or a good gift and a beneficial gift that's going to help you in the kingdom, realize this: God will never give you something that's going to destroy you. That's not the type of gifts he gives. He gives gifts that equip. He gives gifts that empower. And he gives good gifts. He gives perfect gifts, gifts in maturity that are going to be a blessing. And so if he does not provide that for you, then you know that either the gift was not sufficient or not adequate or wasn't the right solution, or I wasn't ready to receive the gift. That's the truth that smacks me upside the face. It's like, okay, I need to work on Bob, because God is Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. He's going to provide himself. He's going to provide the perfect gift at the perfect time for what I need in my journey with Jesus. So I want to encourage you, work on God. Now, the thing about God, it says, is there's no variation or shadow of turning. This is James's way of saying what is said in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. There's never a new and improved version. There's never a revised. There's never a product recall, because God says, I was defective. There's none of that that goes on. So he's always been perfect. He'll always be perfect, and he is perfect right now. So anytime that somebody says, well, I know what the word says, but God gave me a special dispensation to violate the word of God, then you understand that that person has not fulfilled verse number 16 of James chapter 1, where it says, do not be deceived. Right then, they're deceived. Anytime you think you have a special dispensation to sin, and sin is no big deal, and you know, oh, well, God will forgive you, understand that that is not an adequate definition of the grace of God. Am I perfect? No. Are you perfect? No. Is God perfecting us? Yes. So don't use the grace that God gives you as a license to sin. That's not what the grace of God was for. Okay? God's merciful and he's full of grace and truth, but it's not, it is to empower us to live a godly life, not to give us a license to sin. So, verse number 18, okay? Here's where the title, what is the will of God? You are. Of verse number 18, of his own will, he brought us forth. Of his own will, he brought us forth. Where if you're sitting in your car on your way to work and you say, what is God's will for today? Answer it this way. I am. God created me on purpose, for his purpose, for this exact day. This Wednesday, God ordered your steps and directed your path so that on November the 10th, you would be fully equipped and supernaturally placed in Brevard County to make the impact that God wanted to make on someone's life. So recognize the blessing of God's uniqueness in creating you. Okay? Now, let me say this. He created you, but he did not create you so that you would be content with your sin nature, content with your flaws. He created you so that you would reach out for him and you would have a longing, not for sin, but a longing that says, God, would you make me everything you want me to be? Make me, I'm going to talk about myself here, make me the husband that I'm supposed to be. Make me the father and the grandfather that I'm supposed to be. God, make me the child of God that I'm supposed to be. And I'm that one should have been first, and then the spouse and the father and the grandfather. God, make me the pastor that I'm supposed to be. Help me to become a better radio person so that I can speak the words of life that will refresh the people of Brevard County. Those are what we're longing for. Because he brought us forth, and it says he brought us forth by the word of truth. Okay? I want to encourage you, don't set people up to lie to you. Position yourself and empower people around you that will speak the truth to you in love. You need to fall in love with the Word of God. I need to fall deeper in love with the Word of God because it is the Word of truth. And if God has commanded us to not be deceived, he wants to empower us by his Word so that we can successfully deal with deceiving spirits, deceiving philosophies, people who lie, organizations that lie. We need people who will speak the truth to us in love. A lot of times people want to surround themselves with people who think like them, agree with them on every point, will not challenge them, provoke them, or spur them on to good works. And I want you to know, we need people who will come alongside of us, and in relationship, covenant relationship, we can work on making each other better. So thank God for the word of truth. He brought us forth by the word of truth. If you are distancing yourself from the word of God, you're not going to be brought to that full level of beauty and that full level of purpose that God wants for you. It's the truth of God's word that causes the radical transformation in us, that causes the beauty of God's holiness to be seen. He says, it is of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Now, you need to understand the first fruits. In a harvest, the first fruit is generally the most abundant, but it is also the most vibrant, the strongest, and it's the cream of the crop. It is the premier. And so you and I, in order to live up to the potential that God wants us to live up to, we need to say, God, how do I get into your word? What is the word that will bring me forth? And so I encourage you, you need to be actively plugged in to a Bible preaching church where the word of God is very, very important. A lot of people want to go where there's lots of people. People are great. I love people. People are the reason we're here. But if there's a lot of people and there's no word, you just have a crowd. A lot of people want to go where there's tremendous praise and worship and all of that. And listen, praise and worship is important. I love praise and worship. I want our praise and worship to be the best. But if you're praising and worshiping, but you are not getting solid biblical truth, I've known people that were raised in that atmosphere, and then when they got into an atmosphere like a college, and they said, I realized I didn't know anything. We in youth group, we did a lot of singing, we did a lot of worshiping, but I wasn't exposed to the truth. The word of God is the anchor of our soul. It is the word of truth. It is what empowers us. God wants you to know today that his word will bring you forth by his will so that you can be a first fruit of all his creations. I pray that'll be a reality in our life. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. I lift my head.